This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the human very unique and amazing. He is surely the paragon of Allah's creation. From all the other creations that Allah has made, the humankind, the human being stands out. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. But this human in many ways is a very complex creature as well. He's a very complex creature. He's a social creature. He has a social network. He interacts. He has a family. Then he gets married. He has in-laws, as Allah makes mention about it in the 19 juz in Surah Furqan. خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا فَجَعَلَهُ نَسَبًا وَصِهْرًا. He's blessed him with a lineage, with an ancestry, and he's also blessed him with in-laws. And at some point or the other, it is almost guaranteed and inevitable that in our interactions, we will have difference of opinion. We will have difference of opinion. And as long as we manage it and we stay within the boundaries of respect and dignity, that is fine. There's no issue to differ as long as the hearts are not disunited, as long as we do not use foul or obscene language against anyone, as long as we don't sever relationships, because that is serious. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا يحل لمسلمين أن يهجر أخاه فوق ثلاث فمن هجر فوق ثلاث فمات دخل النار. That it is not becoming, befitting, nor permissible for a Muslim to sever ties with his Muslim brother or sister for 3 days or beyond. And if you die in that state, then I'm afraid, unfortunately, فَمَنْ مَاتَ دَخَلَ النَّارِ, such a person will enter hell. May Allah protect us. Now, there's always a situation in our family, close or extended, relatives, neighbors, friends, siblings, or family or in-laws, that with some person or the other, we had some difference of opinion. And unfortunately, it resulted in a breakdown of communication. And that's my message to you, my brother and my sister, that if you are in such a situation, I urge you and I implore you that reconcile today. Don't procrastinate. Don't procrastinate. The devil has no problem with our good intentions as long as it is for tomorrow. But when we make amends and we atone and we reconcile today, then that is a blow to the devil. When the devils get together and then they report back to the chief devil, the devil that gets the biggest acknowledgement is the one who reports back to the chief devil, Iblis, and says that today I managed to create a rift and ignite a spark of unpleasantness, hostility between a couple, and it resulted in separation and ultimately in divorce. May Allah protect. That particular devil gets an acknowledgement from the chief devil. So obviously we want acknowledgement from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we want to give the devil a blow. Now, there's an amazing incident captured in the books of hadith. Bazar has made mention of it, that Raja ibn Rabi'a rahimahullah says, I was sitting in the sacred masjid of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and amongst the others that were present was Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu anhu and Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiyallahu anhuma. So they were, you know, a gathering with great sahaba, legends, stalwarts and luminaries of the time, noble companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when suddenly Hassan ibn Ali radiyallahu anhuma came to visit. And he greeted and he said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Farad al qawm, all those that were present, they said, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. They responded as the Quran teaches us, Wa idha huyitum bi tahiyya fa hayyu bi ahsana minha aw rudduha. That when you are greeted, then reply, respond with a similar greeting or something greater. If he's invoked the mercy, you invoke the mercy and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the person greeting. However, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiyallahu anhuma did not reply immediately. And when Hassan radiyallahu anhu left the gathering, then he gradually, discreetly, gently said, Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And thereafter he looked at those that were present and he said, Ala unabbi'ukum bi ahabbi ahli al-ardi ila ahli al-sama. Should I not inform you people of who is most beloved to Allah from all those that inhabit the earth today. Who is the most beloved servant in the eyes of Allah? We said, Bala, please do tell us. He said, the very person, Hasan ibn Ali, who came and greeted and left, he is the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, unfortunately, due to difference of opinion between myself and him, مَا كَلَّمَنِي وَلَا كَلَّمْتُهُ مُنْذُ لَيَالِي صِفِّينَ. Since the battle of Siffin took place. Now, as a side remark, let me just set the record correctly. The battle of Siffin is a battle in the annals of Islamic history. We cannot shy away from it. We cannot refute it. It is there. It has occurred. It's documented. However, on both sides of the spectrum were noble companions, radiyallahu anhum. So it was a battle that was fought between Muslims against Muslim. There was difference of opinion and it resulted in this battle. And there's a detailed breakdown to this, which is recorded in the books of history. Suffice to say, and this is the key thing, that the entire galaxy of Sahaba, without exception, Allah has unequivocally mentioned in the Quran that Allah has pardoned them and for them is Jannah and Paradise. So I don't have the rights and nay the audacity. It would be tantamount to an, you know, how can I ever defame or malign or attack the character of the noble companions? If ever a person does this, then it will not drop their status, but surely the person who defames the Sahaba, it will compromise his entry into Jannah. And that is our aqeedah, and we stand firm in this regard. But suffice to say that even the best of people could have difference of opinion. It happens. It's human. And if somebody, just to continue with the discussion, so Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu says, if somebody could reconcile for me and Hassan radiallahu anhu, wow, for me that's greater than chunks of gold equivalent to Mount Uhud. So when he said this, Abu Sa'id Khudri said, Ala nantaliq fa na'tadhir, then let's go now and apologize. Wow. And that's my message. Do it now. So we discussed it. He said, you know what, myself and him have difference of opinion. We haven't been speaking for a long time. So I wish somebody can reconcile. So Abu Sa'id Khudri said, let's go now and reconcile. So they stand up and they go and they knock on the door of Hassan radiallahu anhu. Who's at the door? Hassan radiallahu anhu inquires from within. And Abu Sa'id Khudri said, it's myself. And with me is Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhumah. So he consents and both of them enter the house. Now they sit down, and you can imagine how awkward and uncomfortable this moment is and how tense the atmosphere is, because you haven't been speaking to someone and then probably you meet in a masjid or at the janazah and you happen to stand next to each other, or you are in a mall and you park next to each other, and as you exit from the car you make eye contact. So it's a bit of an uneasy moment. You know, in English they say there's a very amazing saying that I came across, that a smile confuses an approaching frown. So if somebody wants to frown and scowl at you, and he's very uncomfortable, and you smile, you almost confuse him. Should he go with a frown, or should he convert that into a smile? Or like they say, that a smile thaws an icy stare. Someone is giving you an icy look, a cold look, he's giving you a nasty look, he's giving you a malicious look, and you just smile and you're cheerful and you have this luminous character and you have this broad smile. You just melt it. You just melt it and you just, settle the tense atmosphere. So now they sit in here. Hassan ibn Ali radiallahu anhumah, Abdullah ibn, both are legends, both are great sahaba. Amr ibn As was Fatih al-Misr, right? He was the conqueror of Egypt. And Ali radiallahu anhu, what can one say about the profile of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu being the fourth Khalifa of Islam, the son-in-law of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the father of Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhumah, Hassan radiallahu anhu himself, إِنَّ ابْنِي هَذَا سَيِّدْ وَلَعَلَّ اللَّهَ يُصْلِحَ بِهِ بَيْنَ فِئَتَيْنِ عَظِيمَتَيْنِ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. This lad of mine is a leader in the years to come, and he will, Allah will use him to unite two factions of the Ummah. And those writing seerah tell you that Hassan radiallahu anhu resembled the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam from his head to his belly button. And Hussein radiallahu anhu resembled the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam from the belly button going down. So almost the personality of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam was preserved in his two grandsons, Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhumah. So anyway, they enter, and Abu Sa'id Khudri now initiates the discussion, and he says that why don't you tell us حدثنا بالذي حدثتنا حيث مر الحسن. When Hassan radiallahu anhu passed by and he greeted us, you pronounced some great comments and remarks about him and you paid tribute and homage to him. Why don't you repeat this? So he said, yeah, that's fine, I can repeat it. He said, basically, I said, إِنَّهُ أَحَبُّ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِ السَّمَاءِ, that he is the most beloved servant of Allah that occupies the earth today. So Hassan radiallahu anhu said, then فَلِمَ قَاتَلْتَنَا يَوْمَ سِفِّينَ, then why did you challenge myself and my father in the battle of Siffin? Right? So he was on one side of the camp, and Hassan radiallahu anhu and Sayyidina Ali was on the other side. So he said, and this is where the contention had come about, and this is where the difference of opinion had come about. So Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhu replied, and wow, I wish the youth are listening to me. Wow. He said, you know, the truth be told, O Hassan radiallahu anhu, that my dad had lodged a complaint to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about me. And what was the complaint? Like if today a man tells a sheikh or an imam or an ustad that, listen, I need to talk to you about my son, automatically, what do you think? Probably he's been rebellious at home, he's not been productive in school, he's not been skilled in his work, he's not been upright in his life, or he's pursuing something unlawful or illicit, or he's perpetrated some crime. No, no, no. Inna Amran Shakani, my dad lodged a complaint and he told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Abdullah, that is me, yasumu an-nahar wa yaqumu al-layl, he fasts every day and he stands whole night in worship. So you need to speak to him, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Prophet of Allah told me, sum wa aftir wa nam wa salli, that you know what, sometimes you must fast, sometimes you must eat, sometimes you must sleep, sometimes you must engage in vigil and nocturnal prayer. Wa ati' amran, but obey your father. And those words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, obey your father, they were edged in my ears, in my heart, in my body, in my anatomy, that in all matters of life, I just would remember one thing. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told me, obey your father. When the Battle of Siffin took place, my dad had mobilized and he had participated and he told me to join him. Now, I was in a rock and a hard place, a catch 22. I knew that on that side, O Hassan radiallahu anhu was your honorable self, your venerable dad, and many sahaba. But at the same time, my dad radiallahu anhu had a particular view and a perspective, and he had asked me to accompany him. And I had the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my ears, obey. So I obliged to the fatherly sentiments and I appeased my dad by participating. But look at the maturity of this young man. I'm happy to tell you, O Hassan radiallahu anhu, Wallahi ma ramaytu bi sahmin wa la ta'antu bi rumhin. I stood there because my dad told me to come, but I did not release an arrow, I did not pierce a spear, I did not withdraw my sword. I merely stood there, but I did not engage in any battle. And when he said this, Hassan radiallahu anhu accepted the apology. And can you imagine these two giants, legends and stalwarts united, and they embraced each other. So I'm saying to you, my brother or my sister, whoever, wherever you are, you have a difference of opinion with someone, I urge you, pick up the phone or knock the door, but let it happen today. Reconcile before it is too late.